got In Plain Sight here on your Thursday night broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send the fundage, mail your check or money order payable to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Call in that debit or credit card to 1-800-724-2719 extension 3. Set up a recurring payment, $5-$10 a month. If a few thousand of you did that, we would be back in black. Keep free speech alive on this network so you can get many of the broadcasts that you enjoy. Whether you agree with them or not, RBN offers many different points of view, many different hosts. And tonight, your host is Jeremy. And we have our recurring Thursday night co-host, the Red Pillar, the heavyweight champion.
I must break you.
Yeah. It's what you wait for all week. It's what the kids sing about around the campfire. Wilhelm the Red Pillar. William Repellum, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeremy. Yes. Thank you for telling me it's time to talk now.
Yeah.
In your fantastic way every week. And I do have yet to see anybody singing around the campfire, but it could be happening. It could be happening. And I love the plot. The most beautiful thought all week.
It's a thing. Pasty white young men and boys with rosy cheeks sing around the campfire about the night that they get red pilled, the red pillum.
Got a red pill tonight.
Yeah. That 6'4", 250-pound fighter with a right hook that could stop a train, that's what they sing about. And that's what everybody anticipates for our Thursday night broadcast.
Well, you know, Jeremy, that makes me think about the whole ripple effect thing, you know? You think about Superman, punching a train and stopping the train. You know, he was a pasty white, slick hair guy, and you know, he represented kind of a hero, like a Captain America kind of hero, right? We had those heroes growing up. But anybody can be that person because of the ripple effect. You know, it takes just one person to stand up and make a huge difference. I mean, I don't think people realize how powerful, you know, one person actually is. You know, I forget myself sometimes, but I have seen it happen. I've taken steps myself. I've done stuff, you know, when I got pushed to the like limit with this whole like constantly being berated in the corporate world about, you know, being subjected either to mandatory testing or you know, getting a swab shoved up your nose with their protocol. You have to submit to that, or you have to wear a mask, or you have to take a vaccine, and they give it to you like you have this choice. You know, you can, oh, you have options here, you know. And then all these people that would say, I'm getting an exemption. It's like, you know, my exemption, you don't need an exemption to just stand up for your basic human rights. That everybody on an intuitive level knows that nobody has a right to force you to do anything. And if you don't feel right about it, it's perfectly within your rights. Everybody has this understanding. I don't know, maybe Jews don't have this understanding. I think they have it for themselves. So they do have an innate understanding, but I don't know where this thing comes from where we're a more special race than you, and so we get to tyrannize and dominate over you, and abuse your altruism and use it against you. So I got an article from sent to me by our great friend Robert Ravold. Yeah, he always sends like this great stuff. So it's about this white nationalist in Oklahoma, and there's this article here on MSM, and it's titled "A Small Oklahoma City Elected White Nationalist Now Residents Face a Decision." So this hit piece that was written by this, I don't know, probably, you know, Ivy League educated woman, that I checked to see if she was a Jew, and I didn't find that. It essentially, it's a very short article. Let me kick it over to you first, and then maybe I can read it.
So this is one of the guys in the Tiki Torch March, Blevins, described as bearded and heavyset, who held a tiki torch on the University of Virginia campus on the eve of the Unite the Riot in 2017. A coming together of the nation's neo-Nazi and white supremacist groups. This, according to the NBC article, Connie Vickers, I guess this is the journalist that you're talking about, found the photo online along with others showing Blevins marching alongside an angry mob. So the takeaway from this is that someone in the Tiki Torch March got elected to a position of prominence here in Oklahoma City. That's the takeaway. And now they're trying to destroy this guy because of what? Because he exercises First Amendment right to do political marches and protests. It's all under First Amendment. Unless you're doing it for white people, then it's hate. So yeah, she's trying to berate this guy and malign him as a hater, a genocider, a person who agrees that Jews should be holocausted. You know, that's the whole talking point here.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's all based on lies. You know, this huge lie about World War II, you know, it all comes back to that, right? So the premise of the whole thing is that if you're white, you have absolutely no right to defend yourself, your person, against assaults on the street from somebody, people of color, black, whatever, Mexican. If you're assaulted and you fight back, you will be arrested and thrown in jail. Like, you don't have a right. So that's the message the Jews are driving home, and and they've very successfully done it really well. When you open up the link, and by the way, the journalist's name is Brandi Zadrozny. Okay, Brandi Zadrozny, Zadrozny. We can read a little about her, but let's jump into the article. It's short enough that we can just read it, I think. Let me pull it up again here. I'm jumping. I opened it up. So here it is. Okay, the photo of Judd Blevins was unmistakable. Okay, so this is from the Jew. This is from Brandi Zadrozny. So just kind of hold your nose and get your buckets, because you're going to throw up probably. So Lieutenant. In it, Blevins, bearded and heavyset, held a tiki torch on the University of Virginia campus at the eve of Unite the Riot of 2017, coming together of the nation's neo-Nazi and white supremacist groups. Connie Vickers had found the photo online. I don't know who Connie Vickers is, do you? Showing Blevins marching alongside an angry mob. Oh, an angry mob. So you can't have an angry mob that's peacefully marching with tiki torches, or you need to be thrown in jail because you're defending. You're actually defending. You're getting at the heart of what's actually happening, which is Jews exterminating the white race. which is absolutely what's happening. And if anybody got the ability to prove this, it would be so easy to prove. I mean, it would just, the evidence is so overwhelming about this. And it all traces back, you know, but you can never get very far with anybody with this, right? Because everybody's so completely brainwashed about, you know, World War II and that whole PSYOP. You know, I mean, it's, if you know, that's why we always go straight to that all the time, because if you kick that out from under, it just, everything collapses. But I don't know, man, people's minds, it still takes time to deprogram. And it's like, it's even what I remember going through the process of deprogramming my own head in 2018, and I remember still knowing and learning about, you know, what really happened in the so-called hoax, the Holocaust, and learning that it was actually the Germans that were truly Holocaust, you know, learning that Jews lie as part of their religion. Their religion is to lie and cheat and steal from us. And so, and by the way, I want to make one little point about the guy, the Jew that called in, and you know, he was trying to argue the point that these Bolshevik Jews are the real, you know, they're the horrible ones. You know, they're disgusting. He hates what they're doing. But then there's these other good ones. And so then I was asking them, well, okay, so I get to the heart of the matter of the Holocaust, right? But every time that you try to make a point to a Jew, and this is what Hitler was always pointing out, they will switch the discussion over to another topic. Let me ask you this, and then they'll jump to another thing, and it's sort of like they don't argue with your point, and so you sort of you might tend to just let them slide on that, and they slippery slide away from the point you make and move over to another point of another argument and try to redirect. So they're constantly doing that. And it's a really, it's having a terrible consequence on the rest of humanity, because, you know, I mean, honorable people take responsibility for their actions. They tell the truth, and that's what's bred into us European people. And that's why we should be really the example kind of people for how the world should be. I mean, we have these high trust societies, you know, you go to a place that's predominantly, I mean, there are still pockets of these places where we're still predominantly the predominant people. They're quickly disappearing because the Jews are putting all these apartment complexes in, bringing all these migrants in. The Jews hellbent on destroying our high trust societies. They will not stop until they've destroyed every last one. And you know, I'm convinced that they want to exterminate every last white person, especially anybody that like this guy who dares to mark in a tiki torch rally, a peaceful one at that, and actually point to what the problem is. So you have these criminals here that are hell-bent on criminalizing the people that are just trying to get out, tell the truth, defend their honor, defend, you know, humanity, because that's really what we're doing. I mean, that's one of the, such a huge important point is we're, you know, I would say that we have the type of societies and the setup, the culture and the high trust neighborhoods and communities that the world should learn from. So in a sense, that's why I think that the Europeans are actually God's chosen people.
So yeah, you've got the Sky Blevins who participated in the Tiki Torch March, where they shouted, "Jews will not replace us," speaking about, you know, organizations like the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, fostering a third world immigration into the U.S. and Western Europe. And this guy was marching against it. Now, you know, he's being outed since he's been elected to this position in Oklahoma City. You would think in any normal circumstance that this would be a positive thing for him, that he exercised his First Amendment, that he was protesting things that were bad for this country, but not in this case. So, I mean, just imagine if this Blevins guy was a part of Black Lives Matter or Antifa. And, you know, imagine that he was protesting the fascist Trump regime, or, you know, white people and white cops kneeling on the neck of black criminals. He would be praised. And this would be an article that would praise him. But because he stood for white people, because he stood against Jewish power, now he's being maligned. And this is something that is treated as an expose, as something that would that should take him out of power, that should annul his election. That's how it's being painted here. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's that pejorative term, white nationalist, which they have stamped on this guy. And now that's enough to make people recall him without any other knowledge, nobody actually looking into anything, just saying, oh, white nationalists, okay, third rail, don't touch that. Okay, yes, go ahead, you know, our masters, yes, Massa, you know, you go ahead and take out whoever you want to, because nobody wants to be labeled this horrible pejorative term, that this hateful term that these hateful Jews have perpetrated against all of humanity. By doing this to this guy who's just simply trying to bring about world peace.
Yeah, we're up on the first break. Back on the other side.
Truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24 karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
We'll be right back. we're coming back to the William and Jeremy show here on Endpoint Insight.
So, William, we have a video clip of Israeli military involved in the October 7th debacle. And I have a working theory that the IDF is actually infiltrated Hamas and that they hide weapons and ammunition in hospitals and children's care facilities in order to give Israel the cover to bomb these facilities. That's my working theory, is that Hamas is infiltrated. I don't know. We got a video clip if you want to play it. What do you have on this, and well, what direction do you want to go?
Yeah, I don't know if we want to play that whole video clip. It's from If Americans Knew. It's an interview. It's sort of a pasting together. The first part of it should be pretty good. The second part of it is an Al Jazeera reporter interviewing a sort of an apologist for Israel, or like sort of a damage control guy who's admitting, you know, he's on the one hand admitting that there's these horrible atrocities being committed by Israel, but on the other hand, you know, sort of controlled opposition kind of defending them as well, and kind of going along with the narrative that there was a Hamas attack, you know, which I don't believe that the Hamas attack was really organized by organic Hamas, in a sense of, you know, them being I absolutely believe that, you know, Israel, the IDF, was behind the Hamas attack, and that all of this is exactly what you said, Jeremy. So I don't know that it's a theory, but I don't have enough information. I'd like to ask more questions about it and get more evidence and to prove that, you know, because these about how, you know, IDF is doing this, and I absolutely do believe it just based on my own knowledge of how the Jews actually do behave, just in general. You know, how they behave in general, that lead me to no other conclusion but what you're saying. So I think people like Max Egan are great, who do a lot of digging into this. And I need to go circle back and look at where he's at and how it's going for him. Because I know he's got about 100,000 followers, last I checked. And that is fantastic. I think he does great work. There's other researchers. If Americans Knew, every time I see a video from If Americans Knew, I always think this is going to be legit, good meat and potato stuff, because I know that they don't put stuff out unless it's like really well vetted. So, yeah, proving this what exactly what you're saying, the IDF has orchestrated this, that Hamas is controlled by them, or at least some part of Hamas, to do this, you know, but the devil's in the details, obviously. So I guess we can play the clip, at least maybe the first half of it.
Yeah, we can play at the very least, even if it wasn't an organic Hamas attack. Netanyahu and the IDF were in on it. I think at the very least we could, we could admit that.
We also need to show. We also need to have, like, in our arsenal. I'm gonna call it an arsenal. Yeah, right. But in our arsenal of proof, which is a hate crime according to the Jews. You know, if you show an arsenal of proof proving that they're guilty of something, it's a hate crime, obviously, according to them. You know, which is disgusting. So let's see. I plead to all Jews too, because I really wish that guy would call back. The guy who called before, Jim in New York. And we talk again, because I think some of these folks are going to kind of go, look, people are waking up. This is disgusting stuff that we're doing. This does have to stop. They're right. It's happening throughout all of Judaism. Judaism is the problem. It isn't just like there's some Jews and some are good, some are bad. It's like, no, everybody's supporting this Holocaust hoax. That's a big part of it. Okay, I'm kind of rambling, so let's go on with the video.
Yeah, we just got maybe a minute left. Maybe we could continue briefing it and play 3 minutes. I don't know if you think 3 minutes will be good of it on the other side. This is a video indicating that the IDF was in on the October 7th attack. And it's on BitChute.
Let's do it after the break. We're doing this preliminary analysis here, asking the questions, because we really do need to be like, have the, you know, keep on hammering on the definitive proof that the IDF, and to be able to explain this stuff in ways that are bite-sized nuggets for people. You know, we have to be the super skilled people that are able to red pill people without overwhelming them. I mean, look, so many folks, you can't even talk to them about any of this stuff. They just can't. They don't want to hear it, you know?
All right, we'll be back on the other side with a video clip, and then we got a caller, Max in New York, back on the other side with William and Jeremy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You stop.
back to the William and Jeremy Show Patrol.
Your Thursday night broadcast. We were talking about advanced knowledge of the October 7th attacks. And this article popped up from CNN Business entitled "Unknown Traitors Appear to Have Anticipated October 7th Hamas Attacks, According to Research." Bets against the value of Israeli companies spiked in the days before October 7th Hamas attacks, suggesting that some traders may have had advanced knowledge of the looming terror attack and profited off of it. According to new research, this is CNN Business Insider. It's my opinion that Netanyahu and the IDF at the least knew about the attacks and allowed them to happen, and you have these traders benefiting off of it. It gives Netanyahu point blank to genocide Palestinians, which we see that he is doing, and I think that he's hoping to shore up his political support in Israel, as he is, you know, rapidly becoming unpopular among the left and the right in Israel. So that's sort of the working theory that I'm going for, is that not only do they know about it, but quite possibly the IDF has infiltrated Hamas and has placed weapons and ammunition piles in hospitals and places where refugees would stay strategically to give Israel a reason to bomb them. That's my working theory. Anyway, William, kick it to you, and then we got a clip to play and then some callers.
Yeah, Jeremy, is it the CNN article, or is this the article from Al Jazeera, or is it the clip from If Americans Knew, the Al Jazeera? We might want to put it in the news feed. I don't know. I didn't see that CNN one that you're mentioning.
Yeah, that's something I just pulled up in retrospect that I'd been monitoring CNN Business, that these stock traders bet against Israeli companies just before the October 7th Hamas attack. So you had, Wall Street types benefiting off of this, indicating that they knew something was going to happen.
Right. This is every time textbook. This happens every single time. This was George Soros with his reverse stocks, or one of those negative stocks that did in the MGM Grand or the hotel back during the Las Vegas shooting. Okay, this is another point that was pointed out. All of this is like circumstantial evidence, and there's always so much circumstantial evidence always around everything. But we have a system that. A law system that's controlled by Jews. We have a lawfare system that's completely nothing to do with justice whatsoever. It's just all about, you violated Jewish opinions, and so we're gonna, attack you with lawfare. And it's just a whole thing that people are having. I think a lot of people haven't got up to speed with figuring out that it isn't actually justice. Like the two women in the in the actual article about this Blevins guy, the so-called white nationalist that got elected to office in Oklahoma, right? So, so you have two women holding up signs that are the proxy warriors for the Jew. They completely have hook, line, and sinker bought into this thing about, white nationalists being evil without any evidence whatsoever, just propaganda, and no understanding of the whole do they not see that their own neighborhoods are high trust neighborhoods, with white neighborhoods? You can leave your door open. You can leave your phone on the table at the local bar. You can leave, once you keep doing this against the people that are trying to stop what's happening, what the Jews are doing, are becoming aware of it, they're just never going to see it coming, And it's just this horrible crime they're committing against their own children, their grandchildren, these women.
know, holding up this sign, you know, in protest of this guy being weaponized. You know, it's like, people need to be shamed for their stupidity. You know, I mean, it's just, and there's no other way to kind of get them to wake up. I don't know really how you do it. Dropping little nuggets here and there or whatever, you know, with a skill that work in some situations. But I don't know. What do you think, Jeremy? I mean, what are some of the different strategies that we can use to help people understand what they're actually supporting?
Well, I think the core of the Democrat Party is realizing it is that they are disenfranchised. The core of the Democrat Party, they're pro-Palestinian. They see Israel as a white supremacist, colonialist force that's genociding brown people, and they have lost the nuance. They don't understand the nuance. They just see this. And so this is why you see the Democratic Party collapsing. And I did want to get to this clip from If Americans Knew, investigation finds Israeli military likely involved in the October 7th friendly fire deaths. So what seems to be indicated here is that the IDF and Netanyahu, they knew this attack was going to happen. Perhaps they even were a part of the planning of it. And there was some friendly fire that killed Jews. That were done on the part of the Israelis, and that's what the clip is indicating. We got a couple of minutes of this clip, and then maybe go to a caller. I don't know. Do you want to go for the play?
Yeah, we'll go for the play. But you brought up a point, a really important point. You answered my question, Jeremy. You brought me back to understanding that. Okay, so they see this colonial, what they're doing, genocide, as a white supremacist, and they're 95% correct. The only part they're not correct about is that it's white supremacist. It's not white supremacist. It's Jewish supremacist. And so now they're attaching this guy they call a white nationalist to a supporter of this genocide over. And I'm making an assumption here, but would you agree that these people on the left are going to associate him with the same Jewish supremacists over in Gaza that are just genociding these people? They're right about that. They're just...
Yeah, absolutely.
So having to be able to, a strategy of being able to kind of connect the dots with people and sort of correct the nuances that you're referring to. That's all. Yeah, let's go ahead.
Yeah, look, hit about 2 minutes of that clip, Mike, and then we'll go to our caller.
In the chaotic early hours of October 7, Israeli forces scrambled to engage Hamas fighters. Apache helicopter gunships fired onto cars driving towards Gaza, aware that some of them were carrying captives.
This is kind of why, and I forgot about this, and I'm sorry. This is kind of why I thought maybe the video wouldn't be good for playing back, because there's a lot of translation and stuff. I think it's probably better. I think we've summarized it pretty good. I don't know how much more of the translations it has. We can try it out for a little bit longer, but would have been better to edit it first. My fault. Should have done that. I didn't have time.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's go to the caller. I think we got Max in New York.
Yeah.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Max.
I heard William talking. Did you ask this Jew if he believed the Holocaust? That would be my litmus test. I mean, you know, you got to put these guys on the hot seat, because right then and there, you're going to listen to some Jew talking about different sects of Judaism, and I'm going, none of these people should be walking the planet for killing the Christ. They're sitting on death row. They're non-negotiable. They're infidels. But one point I keep trying to hit home is Jews are narcissists. Not only are they narcissists, they're collectively narcissists. And it works for them. And they're successful at it. And that's what you were dealing with when you were talking to this whatever Jew you were talking to. They always start out charming and nice, like they're your buddy. and then you start hitting the political third rail and they turn on you. This is such typical narcissist behavior. I get physically ill around narcissists now. When they become dismissive and I'm not being heard, I just want to shatter your jaw. Because it's the rudest thing to not be heard. And this is all we've been dealing with for decades now. We're not being heard on the Holocaust. We're mocked for it. They lie to us. They'll never change. This is one of the things about narcissists. They're psychopaths, except the psychopath is more right. physically dangerous. And but they have the same traits, right. basically. But back to Hamas and the October thing, I'm only getting information from you guys. I don't sit down and watch the news. I have really no idea what's going on. But I do know that Hezbollah was also started by Israel. They had some financing going in. They have tabs on everybody. Has to be. They started Hamas. I think they had their mitts on PLO. Yasser Arafat was a Freemason. Saddam Hussein was a Freemason. Gaddafi was a Freemason. When they had all these lists like 20 years ago on the internet, you could see who was a Freemason. You're like, wow, I didn't even know. Billy Graham, that was like, they tried to hush that one up, but that finally came out. So Israel has they make it a point to get involved in everything. It's just their mindsets, their narcissist mindset to put themselves, they can be a few number, but if they control the linchpin positions like being a lawyer, being a doctor, being a teacher, they control everything, controlling the banking, the media. I harp on the doctors and the lawyers because they're the most dangerous aspects of Judaism. Because the lawyers control,
yeah,
they're the brain trust of Judaism. They're passing all the legislation. It's not, there's no Democrat or Republican Party. It's the Bar Association. You know, I see Donald Trump sitting there with the first lawyer, Cohen. Am I talking over you?
No, I'm sorry, Max. I'm disagreeing with you. I mean, I am just agreeing with you. I think you're making some fantastic points. And you bring up they're really the part of the religion of the Judaism. The doctors and the lawyers, they're like the deacons of Judaism. Yeah.
Well, they're the ones passing the legislation. They're the ones basically writing blank checks for themselves. People think there's like a two-party system. That's just like a Hollywood facade. I mean, when and it sounds obsessive and compulsive, like Jews run everything, but they almost literally run everything. So you know,
that's true.
You know, so I put them on the hot seat. I also don't really talk about the Holocaust because it's one of those hot button topics. I come out from the left field and go, well, what about the 2.5 million German women that were raped? And then get into the details, how the little boys had to watch their mothers and sisters get gang raped. What about that guy? Nothing. They don't say anything. You know, you're an infidel. Nothing. Get out of my life. I got some Orthodox Jew. He's got some bright light on his house. They bought up the foreclosure. Nobody's living there. But now they put these high-intensity LED lights where I used to be able to go into my backyard, look up the stars, and pray to heaven. Now he's interrupting. He's getting between me and my Lord, and now he's an infidel. And I'm ready to put a machete on the motherfucker. Excuse my language. So I should probably stop talking right now before my Tourette's flares up.
Yeah, Max.
Something up.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Yeah.
Something I've noticed, and I covered this article Monday night on my show. There was an opening of a new Holocaust museum in Amsterdam, and you had many protesters that were pro-Palestinian. You know, and the basic premise of the protest was, how can you talk about this Holocaust of Jews, you know, when Jews are holocausting Palestinians? You know, that was the premise of the protest. But you had Jewish people there, Jews like not organizations like Not In Our Name, you know, and Jews for Palestinians. But what they're doing, what these Jewish protesters are doing, is they're saying, basically, look, the Holocaust was real. Therefore, you know, how can we support a Holocaust of the Palestinians in the opening of a Holocaust that honors our Holocaust? And so, you know, you would think at you know, face value, oh, look at these Jews, they're different. They're protesting, you know, a Holocaust of Palestinians. But really, what they're doing is they're validating the Jewish Holocaust, right? By saying this Holocaust was real, therefore, you know, we protest Holocaust Palestinians.
They're validating their narcissism.
Getting out. Yeah, they're getting out in front of the protests. They're not allowing the protests to turn anti-Semitic.
Anti-infidel.
Yeah, that's right.
Anti-Satanist. Anti-Antichrist. No, I don't even put a, I don't ever even say anti-Semite. That's like arguing their argument. They're saying, well, they're Semite. Even though I'm an anti-Semite, they're Semite. But I never say that. They're Satanists. They're infidels. You got to cut off their supply. Get them out of government. Stop giving them money. You know, harangue them to death. So you cut them off, you stop giving them attention, they'll probably kill themselves. But now we got this immigrant problem that's completely out of control. And, you know, so they obviously had control of the borders, and we weren't really paying attention, I guess. But I thought it was a problem 30 years ago with illegal immigration. So what are you going to do? You know, I'm like, you know, all by myself on a lot of understandings of life and these this sick group of people who are impacting my life directly, and I don't even want them in my life, because I get people out of my life I don't want in my life. And I already called the town supervisor. I said, you know, because the Orthodox Jews are taking over, they're starting to fill in the seats on the boards and these administrative governments, which I think's always been their in, you know. You know, and I said, you're running a Jewish organized crime syndicate. He didn't argue.
See, of course
certain
not.
People get paid off. And there's certain community spies. They watch for the distressed properties. Or, you know, there's a couple government employees that made offhand comments to me. I don't know if they're gaslighting me. I don't know if I'm paranoid. But, you know, they're not people who are going to invite you over for tea. And all those Orthodox Jewish men, I believe they all sodomize boys in those showers and whatever they do. I think their whole culture revolves around sodomy because they're not doing anything. I've seen this up close. They don't garden. They don't have pets. They don't want animals around. You know, they start fires. They're running some scam all the time, buying up foreclosures. Multiple IDs with multiple benefits coming from the state. And to me, Jews are also a foreign nation. Did they register as foreign agents? That's all of them. No,
well,
you fill out the contract saying
you're
contracting with Israel now. That's how you register as the foreign agent. I'm sorry, I can't hear you, so if I'm talking over you, I apologize.
I just said,
go ahead.
Kennedy tried to get them to register as a foreign, I forgot which Jewish group it was, the World Jewish Congress or some lobby. Kennedy specifically was trying to get them to register as a foreign agent, and that's one of the reasons that the Jews had him killed.
I have different opinions on JFK, and I've done a lot of research. William Cooper, he wrote in his book how the Secret Service agent turned around and killed JFK point blank. I mean, you know, I saved my pennies up for that $40 video, and I'm like, it sure looks like the driver's turning around and shooting Kennedy point blank. And they had to.
Well, yeah, that doesn't mean that he wasn't. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
But
I don't think
that
juxtaposes with my point, though.
I don't know if Cooper was right on that either, though. I think Cooper would admit when he makes a mistake, but, you know, there's a lot of things I think that are fake that people believe that are real, and I go, I can't, I'll let them say it, but, you know, I don't know. I think,
Max,
I don't think,
Max,
yes.
Let me throw this your way. The first shot that came to Kennedy didn't quite get him. I think he put his hand up to his face, like, what the hell just happened? And then they had to do another shot, right? So I may be wrong about this, but the front and shot him, and he just shot him right there. And this is research that's been done by others as well. You know, the shot that came in and his head flew back, which clearly wasn't a shot coming from behind.
I mean, so, the guy sure looks like he was shot and killed.
We know that, I mean, for sure, but what I'm saying is that the first shot didn't come in quite right, and they had to get it done, so he had to turn around and shoot him point blank from right there.
Well, here's my thing.
I haven't finished reading Michael Collins Piper's book yet, but I know the answer is in there. I'm about maybe 5% into it.
I have a legal maxim. It's called, I don't believe anything until I'm sticking my finger in the bullet hole. You know, and a lot of people make these forensic conclusions without really having, you know, I think there's a lot of Masonic stagecraft going on that day, and they built the Masonic temple right there in Dealey Plaza. Have you ever heard that, with the reflecting pool? I think an obelisk is there. I'm not sure. Yeah, yes, I think it is, and it reflects in the pool to the sixth floor window that's squared off. And wow. Harry Houdini was a Freemason. And you don't pull off magic stunts without what they call confederates, which are conspirators. While they're putting the handcuffs on you, they're also passing you the handcuff key. That's how magic works. So some people are saying he wasn't killed. I'm toying with the idea, and I'm like, man, he sure looks like he was a mess. And, you know, then they post this one picture of Jimmy Carter, half the head and half the head of JFK, and the bone structure is symmetrically perfect. That's what I'm toying with. I don't know if I can believe it. I don't know if the guy sitting in the car was JFK. He sure looked like he was shot point blank by that driver. So I'm still, you know, I'm sure Fetzer and everybody else would correct me, but I'm like, I'm open to like, yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong about the moon landing.
Thanks, Max. Max, thanks.
Are we done?
Yeah, we got the end.
All right, gentlemen, thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Thanks, Max. At face value, I would say, you know, JFK was killed, and that you would have to have the Secret Service in on it. Even in the early 1960s, you would have to have the Secret Service in on it. And you know, there was three strikes. He went against the Jewish mafia. He wanted to get out of Vietnam, and he wanted to deny Israel nukes. So that's three strikes and you're out. So I would say he probably was killed, and it was his own Secret Service in on it. Getting back to today, though, the left is collapsing because they're disenfranchised. There's no one on the left in their base that is pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel genocide, and so you see this narrative collapsing of the Biden administration, whereas Trump supporters, they're all for Israel. They're all for limiting immigration and controlling immigration. So these are points that are being brought about in the modern day that I think is going to lead to Donald Trump's reelection. To what end? To what end? Is he going to be used to negotiate America back into the global scene, to the Belt and Road Initiative, to negotiate some sort of peace in the Middle East? Who knows? William, thanks for joining me, my friend.
Yeah, Jeremy. Great discussion, I think. Yeah. So happy. Have a great weekend, everybody. Yeah, see you tomorrow night on the Punch Bowl.
Yeah, stay tuned in tomorrow night for the Punch Bowl. You guys stay classy and have a great Thursday night.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.